Hey, baby. Today being Valentine's Day, I wanted to tell you all the things I appreciate about you, why I love you, and why I want to keep teasing and tormenting you forever. So, let's get started. The first thing I need you to do is get your blindfold and your favourite gag. You're going to be wearing both of them for me today, baby. And let's make sure that little cock is all locked up in chastity for me. But I want you to have the key nearby. Finally, you really need to listen to this one with headphones. So get those ready too. Okay? All set. Is your little cock all locked up for me? You know how much I love keeping you locked, building all that frustration and desperation for me, seeing your balls swell and get so full, watching you ache and squirm for me. It's all for me, isn't it, baby? Not even able to touch it anymore. Oh, that's how I like you. You know, it does make you so much more attentive, so much more obedient. It really does bring out the very best in you. Oh, yes. Run your hands over your cage, just like I would. Pull on it gently, just enough to feel something. But not enough to make it actually feel good. Does it feel nice to play with, even when it's caged? Oh, fuck. I love playing with your caged little cock, teasing it, sucking on the cage, while you have to imagine how my lips would feel wrapped around it. Remember when I used to suck your cock? When I would suckle it, lick it, use my tongue. Do you miss the feeling of being in my wet mouth? Of feeling my full, soft lips sliding up and down along your shaft, stopping to tease the underside of your cock right at the tip, giving you those small, fluttery kisses along the underside that would drive you so crazy. I wish I could say I miss it too, but we both know I have so many other cocks to suck on that I really don't. Bigger cocks, ones that make me gag and choke sometimes. Your little cock was never big enough to make me choke, was it? Oh, poor baby. When I suck a real man's cock, he's in charge. He takes me and uses my mouth. All those other men coming on my face, on my tits, making me swallow it. But you're all locked up, aren't you? So you'll just have to imagine it. Remember it. How long has it been since I sucked your little cock? 3 years now. Oh, then there's the way you look at me. I can see the hunger in your eyes. How much it hurts when I deny you. But we both know that you need it. I need it too. I love how you look at me. But for now, baby, I'm going to take that away from you too. Put your blindfold on. Tightly. There you go. No more looking. No more peeking. Do you know, I've got all dressed up for tonight. It's a special night, and I wanted to celebrate. Valentine's Day. My God, you would love this bra. It really does a beautiful job of accenting my breasts. It's white, with a beautiful red lace trim. It's also covered in little red hearts. I know how much you love those. So cute. You always were a sucker for cute, weren't you? The panties match too. Cut just the way you like. High on the hips and cupping my tight little ass so perfectly. More hearts. More cuteness. And guess what else? Red garters and white stockings with a seam that runs up the back. Red stilettos with 4-inch heels. It's funny, isn't it? I bought it for you, but you'll never even get to see it. I wanted to find the perfect outfit, one that would drive you crazy, and then make you sit there while I tell you all about it. But tonight, it's for someone else. Someone who will probably just tear it all off me. They won't appreciate it. Not like you would. It's quite sad, really, when you think about it. But you can imagine, can't you? You can imagine me removing my dress and standing in front of another man. He tells me to turn around for him, looking me over like a piece of meat before he grabs me and pulls me to him, throwing me on the bed, cutting my bra off with a knife and yanking my panties down to my knees, snapping my garter belt, tearing my stockings. His strong hands pinning me to the bed while he takes me, forcing his huge, hard cock into my dripping, aching pussy. Do you know where you'll be? You'll be sitting at home on Valentine's Day, alone, listening to this recording, in chastity and blindfolded. Well, maybe not in chastity, at least not for the moment. Put your gag in and unlock your cage. I want you to stroke your little cock for me while I tell you about the man I'm fucking tonight. I've been seeing him for months now. He's rich, handsome, successful, and an amazing lover. He's 15 years younger than you and has enough stamina to fuck me all night long. 5, 6, 7 times before he's done. He is better than you in every way. Does it hurt to hear that? Oh, I know it does. But I know it makes your little cock ache and throb even more, doesn't it? Oh, what if I decide to replace you? What if me and him become more than just lovers? What if he gives me things you can't? Are you terrified yet, baby? But you can't stop rubbing your cock, can you? It turns you on so much, thinking of me fucking him, of him using me. We've added an extra dimension to our fucking now too, baby. He's been putting me in bondage when he fucks me. He ties me up so tight, I can't move. Hands and arms tight behind my back. Legs tied so I'm spread open, unable to close them. Sometimes he puts tape on my mouth so I can't even speak. And then he teases me until I'm going out of my mind, until I'll do anything to feel his cock inside me. So helpless, so vulnerable. I am his completely. He probably has me tied up right now. I'm tugging on the ropes, but they don't budge. My knees open wide, forced wide, exposing my wet, hungry pussy. Keep stroking your little cock for me, baby. I want you right on the edge. I want him to fuck me so badly that I start to beg. But he's so cruel he won't even let me do that. A strip of tape over my lips. I feel him press it firmly over my mouth and against my cheeks. Sticky tape keeping me quiet. And then another, and another, and another until I can't make a sound. He makes me wait. Seconds feel like minutes, and minutes feel like hours. I'm probably gagged right now, just like you are. Helpless and horny and wanting to come so badly. Are you on the edge yet, baby? Are you? Edge for me. I watch him. He's circling me now, like a predator stalking his prey. He unbuckles his belt and uses it to give me a hard slap on my inner thigh before looping it around my neck, pulling it tight. I can still breathe, but every time I do, I can feel it. I can feel his control over me. He holds it tight, forcing my head back and holding me down. He isn't gentle when he enters me. He forces it in, and it hurts. Oh, fuck, but it hurts so good. He is stretching me. The head of his cock is banging into the back of my cunt, and it hurts more. But I am nothing but a bound-up fuck toy for him. His cock sleeve, a cum dumpster. And he tells me so. Right now, he's fucking me like that. I can't do anything to stop him. I can't move. I can't speak. He's fucking me however he likes. That's what I want, baby. That's what you can't give me. I need to be his little fuck toy, just like you need to be my little cuckold. He's fucking me like you can't. I can just imagine you now, gagged, blindfolded, and edging for me. Fuck, I'm gonna come like this, over and over again. I'm going to come harder than I ever have in my life. But when I do, I won't be thinking of him. I'll be thinking of you, my desperate, adorable cuckold, sitting home, jerking his little cock for me, blindfolded and gagged. I'll be thinking of how you hurt for me, how jealous you are. Imagining your fear and your worry. Thinking of the turmoil you feel right now. I will imagine you being here. Watching me get taken this way. Maybe you're tied up too. Forced to watch helplessly. Watching a man take what you can't have anymore. Because no matter what he does to me, you are always the one I come to, always the one I come home to. It will always be you, always. I do this for me. I also do it for you. But mainly I do it for us. Take off your blindfold and look at your phone. I had him send you a picture of me, all tied up. I want you to look at it while you stroke yourself. Do you like my outfit? Red hearts are cute, right? Now get up your phone to record a video. I want to watch you. Because I want you to come for me, baby. That's right, baby. Let it all out. I want to watch. I want to see everything. And when you're done, I want you to do something else for me. I think you know. I want to watch you eat it for me. Catch it in your hand and lick it clean. Slurp it all up. I know it's hard for you, baby, but I want it to be hard for you. I want you to think about having to eat your cum while another man pumps his hot cum into me. I'm gonna count you down, baby. 10. I can't believe it's really Valentine's Day. 9. It's Valentine's Day everywhere in the world as I'm recording this, from New Zealand to every little bit of the States. 8. I've never ad-libbed anything before in my life, so this is kind of terrifying, but I'm very excited. 7. Fuck. You're there with your cock, and you're actually going to come in a second. And I've never met you, and it's the most wonderful thing in the whole world. 6. I hope it's hot. I hope it feels wonderful. 5. I'm really running out of things to say, but I really want you to come really amazingly, beautifully, and happily, and wonderfully. 4. 3. 2. Please come. 1. Now come for me. Do it. Do it. Do it. Good boy. Back to the script. Now's the hard part. You can do it, baby. I know you aren't excited anymore, and it makes it feel gross and yucky, but it's a special day, and I want a special sacrifice. Take off your gag and lick your hand until it's nice and clean. I'll be home in a few hours. Get yourself cleaned up and wait for me like a good boy. Happy Valentine's Day, baby.